Mr. New York, Mark Simone on WOR.
Hey, it's a beautiful sunny day. The bad news is it's UN week. All those idiots are here, and that screwball kid. We'll get to her in a moment. It's the fall. It's autumn already. When does the president leave? It's causing a gridlock like crazy in Midtown.
I think he's going to stay all week.
Oh,
it's
no.
So much fun being here in New York.
And is he going to the UN today?
He's there now. He's going to speak shortly.
Oh, he's going to speak shortly. Yeah. Okay. So that causes, wherever the president tries. It's bad enough with these world leaders. They close up streets and side streets and take out lanes around the hotels. But when the president moves around, they close entire streets, avenues, everything. So it's an absolute mess. Do not even think of driving into Manhattan today. It's an absolute nightmare. Was yesterday and could be like this for the rest of the week. You ever been to the UN?
Yeah.
It is the most disgusting building in New York. It is a pigsty. It is a dilapidated, crappy. It looks worse than a housing project inside. Wouldn't you agree?
You know, I went there as a little kid, and I went back there as a reporter covering things. It still looks the same.
It is the crappiest building. It was built in, what was it built, the 40s, 50s?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
In the 50s. Nothing was touched since then. It's the original everything, the furniture, everything is cheap. I've never seen any New York City government building look that bad. It's just a mess.
It is, really.
And they rob billions of dollars from us in other countries. They get a lot of money.
Sure.
Wouldn't you think they'd fix the building?
I don't know what they're doing with it.
I've actually spoken there a couple of times. You come in through this private entrance. They got all this security that holds you up for an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm supposed to speak at this event. I'm in a tuxedo. I got the program where it says I'm the MC. They won't let me in. Meantime, any guy walking in with flowers, pizzas, deliveries, they just wave them right through. They don't check anybody. I hate to tell you, you want to do something, they just put it in a pizza box and walk in. It's the worst building in the world. The most horrible people. Well, who is this kid, Greta Thunberg? Where'd she come from?
Denmark or Sweden, one of those countries. Is she? Came
this
over in a rowboat.
Is one annoying kid. This is the most annoying kid I've ever seen.
The eyes of all future generations are upon you. And if you choose to fail us, I say we will never forgive you.
Now, why didn't everybody stand up and go, shut the hell up, you annoying little kid?
The world is waking up. And change is coming, whether you like it or not. People are suffering. People are dying.
Now, in her defense, this is what these liberals do. They find these victims, these poor sad sacks to exploit. Remember the Khan family?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Remember, have you ever read the Constitution? Remember that guy?
Yeah.
Who was it before? Remember Cindy Sheehan, that poor homeless woman who was living in a ditch?
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
They used her against George W. Bush. They find these victims. What do? Do they drug them up? What the hell do they do to these people?
Well, I mean, I don't know. Did she come across with a sailboat or something like that? She's from Sweden.
They came across in a sailboat.
Yes.
Now, all this stuff they came across in was loaded into a massive chartered 747. That's how they got it back.
That's
over
right,
there.
That's right, yeah. That's okay.
These are total phony con men and women. They loaded everything up into a big chartered 747 to get it all back. You know, it's like these people who were in the news. They read about a kid in somewhere in Siberia who needed an operation, so they spent $100,000 to fly them in, get them the operation.
Yeah.
I swear to God, I don't want to mention any names, but the people have told me that. They said, you got to pay to fly them back. And I do? You didn't tell me that. Why do I have to fly them back?
So, oh.
No, they don't want to pay it. So that's what this kid is with her little fake operation.
She's a little overdramatic, I think.
Oh, my God.
People are suffering. People are dying.
People are suffering listening to you, you little... Now, let me explain something. This is why this kid is being exploited. I'm on the side of this kid defending her. These are climate crooks. I think it's pretty clear there's some climate change going on. But there's always been climate change going on. The spot we're on right now used to be covered with ice.
True, yeah.
You'll notice it's not now. The climate is always changing. And there does seem to be some climate change right now. The good news is it's most likely not man-made. The evidence of that is you got the same exact climate change on Jupiter, Pluto, Mars, and Venus at this moment. That would indicate it's a change in the solar pattern. By the way, you could mention that fact a billion times. No Democrat or liberal can hear it. Scream it into their ear. They can't hear it. They don't remember it. Same climate change on four other planets.
Well, we do pollute the planet a lot. There's a lot of junk.
Well, no,
that we...
I don't think so. China does. India does. We don't.
Well, when I say we, I mean humans.
China and India. But here's the thing. You can fix this problem, and it should be fixed. And this is why, and you got to think about this. These Democrats are crooked on climate change, and these UN people are just as crooked. You could start fixing this. And the most, there's three ways you can fix it. And technology has come to the point now where we can fix it. You've got advanced carbon capture technology. It looks like it's pretty much perfected and ready to go. You can pull the carbon out of the air and dispose of it safely. And good for Lester Holt. Actually did a piece on it on the NBC Nightly News last week. Advanced carbon capture technology is here. You can remove this carbon. Have you ever heard a Democrat talk about it?
No.
No, you ever hear these UN idiots mention it? Never. You watch that 7-hour CNN town hall on climate change. Did they mention this carbon capture technology, removing the carbon and disposing of it? Never. They don't even bring it up. Why? Because they want climate change. They will make sure nothing is done to fix it, because for them, it's a money-making, profitable thing. Climate change is an excuse to tax, ban, regulate. That's what Democrats want with it. You're going to see the president probably early next year start to expose this scam of theirs. And he will be the one to push this technology and start, and maybe even have the government start using it. You can start removing the carbon. You can also switch to nuclear power. The only reason, the only argument against nuclear power in previous years was the waste that came from these nuclear plants. New technology makes that waste totally safe. And actually, there's other technology now where you don't even have any waste anymore. You can just burn it up in the plant. So you could solve climate change. You'd have to spend money on this technology, but that's a lot cheaper than the other stuff. But Democrats will never discuss this. They want to keep this climate change around. It's an excuse to tax, ban, and regulate. And you'd say, well, look in congressmen and women. They're just as crooked. Don't trust them for a second. Remember the words of Patton. The lowest form of life is a politician. And the lowest form of politician is a Democrat.
Funny, yeah.
So that's why this kid...
People are suffering. People are dying.
And by the way, this kid will become traumatized, abused, and wasted by these Democrats and these climate change people. Look what they did to the Khan family. Look what they did to Cindy Sheehan. Once they see that you're no longer useful to them, they throw you right in the garbage can. Look at Omarosa. Look at Scaramucci. Look at all these people. Megyn Kelly. As soon as you have done your job, and if you haven't taken down the president, you're gone.
Oh, they got this phone call now. This is going to do it.
Yeah. Let's see. Hey, now, we have it up on the webpage. You can take a look at it. It's, although it's every site is trying to put this up, every fair site. There's a video of Joe Biden looking into the camera, telling the story of how he threatened the Ukraine. He held up $1 billion in aid until they fired the prosecutor that was investigating his son. You've seen it, right?
Yeah.
You'll verify this.
Absolutely.
And he looks right in the camera and he tells the story dramatically. He really builds it up. And they said, you can't hold up that money. Yes, I can. You're not the president. Call him. I'm leaving in 6 hours. You've got 6 hours to fire that prosecutor. If he's not fired, you're not getting your money. He tells it in a really Joe Pesci threatening way. Rudy Giuliani was interesting. He said, well, the first time he saw that video, he said, I never really understood how dumb Biden is, how really dumb he is. You know, let's say you did this. Why would you, in front of an audience on a video, tell the story to everybody? If you did that, keep it quiet. So just explain this to me. The president, there's a rumor that he's accused of holding up $300 million in aid, and this is front page news. Biden has admitted on video that he held up $1 billion in aid, but that's not a story. How's that work?
I don't know. Just not a story.
How's that work? You remember this whistleblower who heard the phone call? It turns out now, according to CNN, this whistleblower never heard anything. The whistleblower has no knowledge of any phone call, no direct knowledge. He says he got it third hand from somebody.
That's hearsay.
Yeah. Third hand from somebody. Does the name Brennan Clapper ring a bell. Brennan, Clapper, and Hillary.
And how would they hear it? From somebody who heard it?
Nobody heard anything.
Well, anyway, the president, he just said before he went out to do his UN speech that he, you know, he indicated that the transcript would be released.
Yeah, I think it will be released. Now, if they didn't give the aid before the phone call, I think if you check, you'll find out that's standard procedure. You don't send the money, then get on and negotiate with the guy. You never send the money first. You have the call, the negotiation, then the money. It's always that way.
It makes sense.
Yeah. It's like you don't just pay the contract. Oh, here's all your money. Now let's talk about the job. You always have the phone call, then the money is. But Biden is so dishonest.
Joe Biden was very dishonest what he did. What he did is he said, if they don't do this or that and get rid of a certain prosecutor. Joe Biden said it. But because you're a faker, you in particular, you're a fake news group of people, you don't want to report that. I didn't do it.
He has a good question. Why isn't this reported?
Well, everybody claims that Joe Biden, that episode was investigated and there was no wrongdoing. He did nothing wrong.
Yeah, because he got the prosecutor fired. You know, when you watch the really fake news, the worst, most corrupt guys like Chuck Todd or Stephanopoulos, they put up these little things on the screen that it wasn't just Biden calling for the prosecutor to be fired. Two EU nations asked for him to be fired. Right, yeah, those are two friends of Biden. He got him to jump in on it. You notice nobody else asked for this guy to be fired. Then they point out another prosecutor was put in, and he found nothing wrong. Yeah, it was the guy Biden approved. Can you imagine if Trump did any of this, what they would be saying?
Well, that's what he said. They'd be an electric chair.
So, hey, I want you to think about this for a moment. Compare this to Don Jr. I put this on Twitter, and Don Jr. retweeted it. So, obviously, it's something that really bothers him because he's been under scrutiny. You know, he and Eric, and they run the Trump Organization. You know, they're being investigated by the Attorney General of New York. Who else?
Everybody.
Everybody. They're being investigated for nothing. Now, think about this. Compare this to Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden was under investigation in the Ukraine. Hunter Biden got a $1.5 billion payoff from China. Totally unprecedented payoff. Hunter Biden was found with a crack pipe in his car, multiple driver's licenses, a badge. Hunter Biden was thrown out of the military for drugs. Hunter Biden slept with his brother's widow.
Right, yep.
I mean, look at this kid. This is a bad kid. All these Biden kids have been kicked out of the military, kicked out of schools, drug scandals. Have you ever heard about this in mainstream news?
No, I heard about the marrying or hanging out with his widow, that widow.
Yeah, but when he got caught, when they pulled him over and found a crack pipe, multiple driver's licenses, and a badge in his car, do you hear much about that?
Not a big deal.
It's not a story. Yeah. So, the Chinese do not invest in American hedge funds. They just don't do it. The Chinese don't put money in Goldman Sachs or J.P. Morgan or anything. But when Vice President Biden brought Hunter over, and young Hunter, just thrown out of the military for drug use, started a hedge fund, even though he had no experience as a hedge fund, the Chinese wrote him a check for $1.5
billion.
Can you imagine if the if Don Jr. Took a quarter from anybody? You know, they keep telling you, he's never released his tax forms. These tax forms from every year have been released like crazy. Deutsche Bank got the tax forms. Every bank he's got a loan from has the tax forms. The Obama administration audited the tax forms. Do you ever hear anything about that audit?
No.
Yeah, apparently they didn't find anything. I think if you get audited by the Obama administration, that's a pretty good check of the Trump tax forms. They didn't find anything. So,
Is he still undergoing an audit, or is that done and he's just playing a game here?
Oh, no, I would think the audit's done. I mean, how long can an audit take?
And, I don't know.
He'd be auditing himself right now. You know what they should have do the audit is...
People are suffering.
Oh, shut up.
People are dying.
Oh, you annoying
entire
little...
ecosystems are collapsing. We are in the beginning of a mass extinction, and all you can talk about is money. And...
This is what they do. Remember after the horrible shooting in Florida? Who was that kid they got that... angry bug-eyed kid.
David Hogg.
Yeah, remember? He's all over CNN. He's all over, like, this kid. Is she going to be all over CNN today?
She already was.
She should be given her own daytime talk show. this would be big. You have this kid come on and yell at you and scold you for an hour.
Mass extinction. I mean, what is she talking about?
Who raised this kid?
People are suffering. People are dying. Entire ecosystems are collapsing.
You know, none of this is true, by the way. today's paper points out the poverty rate has dramatically improved. Infant mortality has dramatically improved. Everything is way up over the last few years for the good. Anyway, hey, that Biden stuff, by the way, you're going to start reading about. You know, they always do this, like the Russia collusion. They always bring up some fake scandal. As the president said, here we go again, another hoax. But they always bring up a fake scandal where it turns out the Democrats have a bigger problem than Trump could ever have. So you'll see that with Biden. This is going to finally push him out of the race. The corruption will come. You know who started all this with the prosecutor and unearthed all that and first brought that out a few years ago? Hillary.
Hmm.
This was Hillary bringing. She was trying to scare Biden out of the 2016 race. So that's where.
So she had this.
Yeah, she originated all this. That's where the video, everything came from. It was all Hillary. And do the names Clapper and Brennan ring a bell?
Mm-hmm.
You'll see some of their fingerprints somewhere in something. Anyway, check out the webpage. A lot of good stuff up there. If you missed it, the Biden video is up there. You can see him admit he had the prosecutor fired because the prosecutor was investigating his son. Now watch this. Here's Biden asked about it yesterday. You want to see a guy get angry. Watch Biden just lose his cool when asked about it. Also, listen to Donald Jr. Here's Don Jr. talking about Hunter Biden. Listen to this. Oh, also, here's two naive liberals. They decide to visit Iraq and spread the word of peace and love. Watch what happens to these two idiots. It's all up on the webpage. Go to 710WOR.com/Mark. 710WOR.com/Mark.
This is Mark Simone.
710WOR.
Okay, we'll take some calls. 800-321-0710 is the number. The Emmy Awards, a ratings disaster. It was not doing well to begin with. You know, the Emmy Awards last year, 2018, got 10 million viewers. That's good for a weekly television show, but not for an award show or a special event. That's last year. This year it dropped to 7 million. I think the problem is the Emmy Awards hasn't been big for years. The Oscars has been fading. That's the biggest of all of them, but that's been dropping through the years. And the Emmys, people just don't take it seriously. It's nice to have an Emmy, but and the other problem is, as we talked about yesterday, nobody knows any of these shows. Like they said, the big winner was Fleabag. I don't know what the hell Fleabag is, or any of these shows. You know, like I love Mrs. Maisel. I've seen that, but a lot of people haven't seen it, and so you just don't know what you're looking at. So that's the problem. Let's go to Dave in Chicago. Hey, Dave.
Yes. Good morning, Mark. I wanted to ask you about optics and debates. Back in 1992, George Bush was seen on camera looking at his watch twice.
Yeah.
Which gave the impression that he was bored and simply didn't care about this. Similar gaffes by other people that are trying to run. Is this something that is a deal killer with a lot of people because they perceive that these candidates will not have anything in common or can't sympathize with the common working man?
Yeah, you know, the problem with Bush in the debate, the same thing back then. It was fake news. They were trying to destroy George Bush. It's Bush Sr. They hated him back then. I know years later they pretended they loved him, but they hated him at the time. Reason he looked at his watch, if you asked him, he would explain he had two little speeches he wanted to give somewhere in that debate, a couple of big points he wanted to make. And the reason he looked at his watch, he wanted to make sure he was starting to realize he was getting towards the end of the debate. He wanted to see how much time was left in the debate because he had no one to squeeze those points in. The problem is, he was up against a real showman, that Bill Clinton, and it was the woman who asked the question about how does the economy affect you personally? How is it affecting you personally? And Bush Sr. went into statistics about where we stood with the economy and how it might turn around. He went into economics, which was the real answer. But Bill Clinton was smart. He got up off his stool and he walked right to the front of the stage and he said, "What's your name?" You know, in my state, I come from a small state. I actually know people have lost their job. You know, Ernie lost his job, and it was very touching. None of it was true. There is no Ernie. There wasn't Ernie, but the state troopers killed him on behalf of Clinton. But it was a powerful moment. So let's go to Vincent in Brooklyn. Hey, Vincent.
Good morning, Mark. Recently, this girl, Greta Thunberg, got trashed on social media in Italy. Can you hear me?
Yeah, what's that noise? You got to...
I don't know. Maybe somebody has my phone tapped. I don't know.
Somebody? Believe me, you got more listeners on your phone than we got on this radio station.
Well, I'll make a quick one. So this kid, Greta Thunberg, got trashed on social media because the press, she said she won't take a plane anywhere, so she was on a train going from protest to protest. And what happened was
all right, Vincent, you better call us back. Yeah, that sounds pretty bad, the phone. Yeah, this Greta, what the hell's her name, Greta?
People are suffering.
Oh, shut the hell up. Now, I mean, people are writing, she has autism, she has this, she has that. Don't believe a word of anything with this kid. These Democrats, these globalists, these UN, don't trust anything with them. They're telling you she's got autism, she's got this, she's got that. I don't know where they manufactured this kid with her.
The world is waking up.
The world is going to sleep when you talk. with the whole fake, we sailed over here from... what did they do? They brought a big sailboat with everybody? We sailed over here. Then we had a private chartered 747 that George Soros paid for.
I don't know how a 16-year-old gets to lecture the world.
They find these people, this homeless woman, Cindy Sheehan, just during the Iraq war, they dug her out of a... She was literally sleeping in a ditch by Bush's house in Texas. They had. Remember they paraded her around?
Oh, yeah.
This Khan family...
No, they disappeared kind of quickly. That was short-lived.
I know, but to exploit those people, you know, and for that guy to hold up the Constitution, I keep a copy in my pocket. You know, are we supposed to believe that?
Yeah, right.
Have you ever read this, Mr. President? You know, this president went to the finest private schools we have in America. I think they teach the Constitution, don't you?
I would think so.
Yeah, it was a real attack.
He doesn't pay attention to it, but he probably read it.
Yeah, I didn't pay any attention to school either. But I'm just saying, it was a real attack on our private school system, so it's terrible. Hey, last night they had Patsy's 75th anniversary.
Yeah, how about that?
If you go to Instagram, my Instagram, you can see pictures. You had every great actor and star there, and it was a great party. How many restaurants, Patsy's, legendary Italian restaurant, 75 years. How many New York restaurants are still around 75 years later? See how many you can name. 21 Club?
I don't know. You know better than me. 75 years?
75 years.
Wow, that's
same. Now, you could say Sardi's, but that doesn't count really because at one point it closed and then it reopened. You could say the Russian Tea Room, it closed. Remember, it was the Golf Museum for a while.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it reopened. I'm talking about continuous run. There's only two or three in New York. What's the secret of these two or three? Well, I'll tell you one secret. Each of them own the building.
Uh-huh.
So that makes a difference. You're not getting...
You worry about the rent.
You know, rent chasing you out or somebody buying the whole block for a skyscraper. So that's... But it's... check out my Facebook or Instagram. You can see pictures of it coming up. Let's take one more call. Let's go to Joe in Norwalk. Joe, what'd you want to say?
Good morning, Mark.
Yes.
This Greta is literally the poster child for child abuse. For the... BS that they push on these children that they're not even going to see the age of 30.
Well, we don't know if she's actually a child. I'm waiting for the real story to come out of who this is. This could be anything. I wouldn't trust these globalists and these fake news the Democrats put together. This could be some 42-year-old with makeup or who knows what this is. We'll wait to see what the real story is on this kid. When we come back, Steve Moore will be with us, the great economist, one of the two or three best economists in the world. Now, we'll ask him if what she's saying is correct, that everybody is dying and starving and the economy is collapsing everywhere. We'll get to that in a moment on 710 WOR. Let's get the latest news. Here's Joe Bartlett.
Can't hear the whole show live? Get the rest with Mark Simone on demand. Get his podcast at 710WOR.com/Mark.
Mr. New York, Mark Simone.
On 710 WOR.
Well, Steve Moore, one of the greatest economists in the world. Steve Moore, Art Laffer, Larry Kudlow are three best economists. They've advised the president. They've got a great book, which you should get, called Trumponomics. Very good book. Trumponomics, get the book. Steve Moore, how you doing?
Hi, Mark. I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
Very good. It's always the same playbook. Whoever opposes the Democrats, the globalists, they're a crook, they're a racist. Then they always find some victim like the cons, or now they got this kid at the UN who said everybody's dying. Isn't it true that worldwide the economy, poverty level is improved? Everything is improved. Life expectancy.
Yeah, I wrote a book about 15 years ago with my old mentor, Julian Simon, the great Julian Simon, who was Doomslayer. We need him back again. And name of the book I would recommend to people, it's a little picture book. It's called It's Getting Better All the Time. And we go through all of the trends of human improvement, everything from life expectancy, you know, rapidly advancing, to the reduction in infant mortality, to the increase in incomes, or the reduction in poverty. One of my ones that surprises people is the dramatic reduction in pollution levels. You know, air and water pollutions have fallen, you know, by 60%, 70%, 80% in the last 50 years. So, you know, the planet has never been safer and cleaner and more prosperous than today. And, you know, this young Swedish girl has probably never been even exposed to these ideas, but the reality and the facts are the facts. Even, by the way, when it comes to, I would have loved to have been one of these congressmen and congresswomen to address this girl and just say, hey, do you know that the United States of America has reduced its carbon emissions more than any other country? And her jaw probably would have dropped. And then I would have asked her, do you know why it is we've reduced our carbon emissions? And I'm sure she has no idea. Most Americans don't know this because the media doesn't report it. The reason we've reduced our greenhouse gas emissions is because we have shale natural gas. And natural gas is the cleanest fuel ever.
Yeah. And second cleanest would be nuclear. We could use both
exactly.
of them.
Exactly. And the two ends, natural gas and nuclear power, are by, you know, well, nuclear doesn't even have no emissions from nuclear power, right? And yet the left is against nuclear power. Can you explain that one to me, Mark?
Yes, I can, actually. well, there's new technology that makes even the nuclear waste totally safe. Yeah. There's carbon capture technology. You can pull the carbon out of the air. But the left wants to keep that climate change in place because it's an excuse to tax, regulate, and ban stuff. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Oh, I do. You know, I do. I think this is, you know, it's interesting at these, you know, some of these climate change protests that we had here in Washington yesterday. The signs were, you know, capitalism is killing the planet. Well, you know, that's ridiculous. Capitalism is what causes growth. What's killing the planet is socialism. And yet, so I do think there's a larger agenda here. I mean, look, if let's assume for a minute that, you know, let's assume that this woman, you know, from Sweden was right. And I think she said we have 8.5 years, right? 8.5 years before we're all dead. But let's just, you know, bend our minds and say that she is absolutely right. We have 8.5 years and we cannot use any more fossil fuels. Now, if we couldn't use fossil fuels for electric power, you know, what would be the logical thing that any rational person would do? It wouldn't be to build, you know, to pave the entire country with windmills and solar panels. It would be to build 100 nuclear power plants. It would, you know, right? And we would have cheap and abundant electricity. There would be no, you know, carbon emissions. And yet they're against it. And so I do think there's a larger agenda here it's about power. It's about control over your lives, and that scares me. I'm a libertarian. I want the government out of my life. I don't want the government in my life.
Hey, when you see Elizabeth Warren talk about capping CEO pay, and Bernie Sanders yesterday said we should not have billionaires, they shouldn't be allowed to exist, what kind of thinking is that the government will decide how much you're allowed to make?
Well, again, this is the new left, which is, you know, we call them socialists, but I had a discussion at dinner with some friends last night. They're not really socialists. They're Stalinists. They're authoritarians. They want to tell you how you lead your life. You can't. By the way, I hope you didn't have a steak for dinner last night, Mark, because you're not allowed to have beef anymore. Right? That's and, you know, they tell you what kind of straws you can use, what kind of cars you can drive. You know, no airplanes, of course. That's too much emissions. And so this whole idea that the government's going to tell, you know, you how much you can make. And by the way, think about the billionaires, people like Bill Gates, people like the founders of Google, people, you know, like Fred Smith, the founder of FedEx. They have created these industries that have created, first of all, you know, services for tens of millions of people that we voluntarily buy. Nobody puts a gun to our head and says we have to use Google or FedEx. And they've made millions and millions of people millionaires because of the products they produce. We should hold these people up as, you know, as great heroes of our economy, not tear them down. Now, look, I do agree, Mark. I hate it when these CEOs are making tens, hundreds of millions of dollars and the company is going bankrupt. You know, but that's the business of the shareholders of the company, not the government politicians.
But, you know, these companies sell the products, the prices are so low when you think about it. The prices on Amazon, you know, even the iPhone, $1,200, a camera of that quality would have been $2,400 a few years ago. I mean, that's a lot in that iPhone for $1,200.
Yeah, did you know the iPhone 11? Is that the latest?
Yeah, the 11.
Yeah, the 11 has more, one of those phones has more computing power than all of the computers that were used during World War II by all the nations. One iPhone. That's amazing. And, you know, I wrote my column this week about this, you know, war against Google right now. Now, look, I don't like Google's politics. I don't like some of their behavior. But the fact is, when I first came to Washington 30-some years ago, I was buried in the Library of Congress trying to find out all this information. I spent half my life there. Now, think about this, Mark. With a click on my computer, I can answer any question. I can find out any piece of data, and it's free. It's free. It doesn't cost me a penny. I mean, that's the kind of world we live in today.
Yeah. Hey, let me ask you real fast. Brexit. I agree with Boris Johnson trying to stop this. Obviously, this is just same thing we got here. The globalists, the open borders crowd, not the public, but the globalists. They're the ones fighting for this this EU, right?
Yeah, they are. And by the way, I would recommend people read or watch the tape of I think as we're speaking, Donald Trump is speaking at the United Nations.
Oh, he's done now, but yeah.
Is he done? Yeah. Well, I heard some of his speech, and it was very much an attack against the globalists. And it was it basically said, look, national sovereignty is, you know, about local control of your own life. And, you know, it was a strong condemnation of globalism. And I thought it was a great speech. But you're right. The globalists, you know, they want world government, you know, world government. So you can't go to City Hall if you have a problem because the City Hall doesn't deal, you know, isn't commanding you. It's these people in Brussels. Like, that's why the people in London wanted out of, the European Union, because literally these bureaucrats, you know, across the continent were telling them how they could live their lives. And, you know, I'm a libertarian. If I don't hurt you or your property, I should be able to pretty much do what I want.
Yeah. Hey, everybody get Steve Moore's book, Trumponomics. Now, what's the other book about Everything's Better?
It's called It's Getting Better All the Time. It's just 100 greatest trends of the last 100 years. You can just flip through it. Sell it to your kids. I mean, I wish I'm going to do an updated version of it because it's 20 years old, but it shows you all of these things, the things that we have today. I mean, a lot of people say, oh, life was so much better 50 years ago than today. Are you crazy? I mean, none of these things even existed that we take for granted. Can you imagine these young kids if we took away their iPhones? What would they do?
Yeah, everybody order that book. It's Getting Better. Reissue that. That's a great
book.
Getting Better All the Time. Hey, Steve Moore, thanks for being with us.
Okay. All right. Have a great week.
Take care. And everybody check out the webpage. There's some great stuff up there. Hey, now, you know, Joe Biden, there's something wrong with Joe Biden. I mean, right on video, he admits he got the prosecutor fired. He threatened the Ukraine. He threatened to hold up their money. He admits this on video. Now, watch yesterday when he's asked about this. Watch how angry he gets. Watch him panic when he's asked about it. Also, this Hunter Biden has got the worst scandal-ridden life. This is Donald Trump Jr. talking about Hunter Biden. It's pretty funny. Also watch two naive liberals. They decide they'll visit Iraq and on a mission of peace. Watch what happens. It's all up on the webpage. Go to 710WOR.com/Mark.